satanic number 33. Very interesting. And what are they going to be realigned into? BRAC, Base Realignment and Closure. Well, up on the website, Dennis the Menace, always someone that can be relied on to do the right thing for our country, on the website, AmericanExpose.com, has Region 2020. What is Region 2020? How does Region 2020 fit into BRAC, listeners? According to this, Region 2020 and the visioning process, there's one of those UN lingo type words, visioning process. Those involved in the Region 2020 initiative have repeatedly insisted they have no preconceived agenda and are in no way connected with the United Nations Agenda 21 efforts. For the sake of argument, we will concede that those individuals are sincere in their beliefs and honestly see no connection. We, however, believe otherwise, and we hope that when one puts all the pieces of this carefully structured puzzle together, with the fact that visioning sessions are, and have been for some time now, going on in communities all across America and in other countries, we will begin to see the invisible hand behind the scenes. This is very, very ironic, people. Other countries are openly referring to their visioning sessions as Local Agenda 21 initiatives. When a member of our community, committee asked Josh Wolf, the chairman of the American chapter of the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, ECLI, about this, he was told that's ECLI, had conducted a survey and decided it would be better if Agenda 21 or the United Nations were not specifically mentioned. John Zimmerman, speaking for Region 2020, in an appearance at the WERC Fine Line, that's WERC Fine Line, a local radio talk show, said their effort is in no way connected with efforts of the Birmingham Regional Planning Commission, but the September 19, 1997 edition of the Oxford Independent shows a picture of Larry Watts and John Ruse meeting with Oxford Mayor Leon Smith, was welcoming them as representatives of Region 2020, and publisher John Childs, Jr., an article in the September 16, 1997 edition of the Anniston Star, identified Larry Watts as being from the Birmingham Regional Planning Commission, and John Ruse as being from the Southern Research Institute, and both as representing Region 2020. A document downloaded from an internet site in England discussing the visioning process for Australia carries the title Local Agenda 21 Tools Visioning. That's Local Agenda 21 Tools Visioning. And the following quotes are taken directly from that document, and we have about four of them here, listeners. Number one, visioning is an important tool in implementing a Local Agenda 21 process. The outcomes of this visioning will differ everywhere. Number two, what is required is a general direction or vision. Don't get caught on the detail of a vision. It is a starting point from which the rest of the process will develop. Number three, mission statements are a starting point and can integrate environmental, social, and economic viewpoints. Note that they do not have to specifically mention those words. And number four, once participants have developed a vision, inspire people with it. So according to this information, this document then goes on to discuss an exercise of the visioning process in which it describes, one, the method involves participants looking ahead and imagining their community in the year 2020. Number two, task one, participants individually look ahead to an ideal future and enter their ideas on paper. Number three, they rank their visioning ideas on a scale, and a facilitator arranges these ideas according to ranking by the individuals in the group. And number four, the group then discusses these and tries to arrive at a consensus of agreed priorities. If you have attended one of the 2020 sessions, you should by now see the obvious similarities. Coincidence? A document taken from an internet site in England described the Rushmore UK project, referred to the quote future search conference end quote, as a mechanism to facilitate consulting, involve the public, and develop partnerships with groups within the local community. It then went to say, quote, the future search process seeks common grounds for action in communities, originated by the Tavistock Institute in London in the 1960s. The concept crossed the Atlantic, where it has been widely applied to a range of organizations and communities, end quote. That is a mouthful. That is a mouthful, listeners. A document titled Kurt Lewin's Change Theory in the Field and in the Classroom notes toward a model of managed learning. Downloaded from MIT Sloan School of Management, discusses the use of the change agent to affect changes in people's perceptions and behavior by employing the techniques developed by Kurt Lewin. In this document, the author says, quote, the full ramifications of such restraining forces were only understood after decades of frustrating encounters with resistance to change. And only then did we begin to pay attention to the work of cognitive psychologists on perceptual defenses, what psychoanalysts and the Tavistock group were trying to show us. This article is highly technical, written in the language of the psychologist. We will attempt to put the gist of it in layman's terms, and the actual article itself can be furnished if requested, and this information is on our website, listeners. The author points out that the key to developing a method of directing change in people's thoughts, perceptions, feelings, and attitudes was in understanding the psychological mechanisms involved. Before change can occur, a need for a change must be seen. Before change can occur, a need for a change must be seen. One of the best ways of establishing such a need is to cast doubt on a person's currently held beliefs and attitudes. There are a number of techniques that can be used to do this. Perhaps one of the best is for someone the person respects, an authority figure, perhaps a scientist or an educator, to raise questions about the validity of a position and to suggest alternatives. This authority figure might strengthen his case by offering examples of a differing position held by many others. The essential idea is to show the person or group to be changed. It is in the best interest to change, thus establishing motivation for change. Well, directed group sessions can accomplish this without the subject ever being aware of what is happening. When the leader of a group is a skilled facilitator, it is not difficult to take broad issues on which almost everyone agrees and point out how certain individual positions may not be in agreement with the so-called consensus. This raises doubt in the individual holding that position. Self-doubt is a form of guilt and is uncomfortable. The individual begins to examine his position in an effort to see if there is some way he can move to a less questionable one without losing faith. Seat a comfortable... let's just continue. Seat a man in an uncomfortable chair, and he will soon try moving one that is more comfortable. We'll wrap this up in much, much more. Rack, base realignment and closure. 22 bases closed, 33 realignments. Go figure. We'll be back. Mike, welcome back to the broadcast. We're on the phones today. Bad weather maybe preempted the ISDN from working properly. Who knows? But the authors of these three ways to help move people from one position to another, one, so how words might mean something different to others to subtly shift the word meanings. A good example of this is the word discrimination. At one time, it was considered good to be a man of discriminating taste. Now the word carries a negative connotation. Number two, conceive the subject of the need to broaden his perception of a subject to consider diverse opinions is equally valid. And three, help the subject establish new standards of judgment by getting him to see that the reasons for his position may be based on out-of-date evidence. This is the everything is relative approach. In the end, the author points out the best example of such processes is what has commonly been called brainwashing. Well stated. And let's go see where this is. Well, let's just go to some more commentary about Region 2020. Because this is vital information, listeners. As I look at the front page on Friday's Oklahoma, and I have, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I haven't gone to get today's paper. But we certainly understand BRAC. What are they going to be doing with the base realignment and closure? What is the purpose? As our troops disappear overseas, for the coalition forces in the UN system, and then what is going to happen in our country? As we have products made in slave labor countries, especially communist China, on our store shelves today. We have federal prisons incorporated today in America, where slave labor products are built here. We are in a mess. And so, according to this information, keepourrights.org is the website. That's keepourrights.org. The more we hear about Region 2020, the more we look at the total picture, the more convinced we become that Region 2020 is the first stage of implementing a local Agenda 21 initiative in Alabama. And this is very progressive. Alabama is very progressively Agenda 21. And it's vital to connect these dots. And this is quite a while ago, people. This is dated 1997, November 30th, 1997. For anyone who may not know what a local Agenda 21 initiative is, it is the method chosen to implement, region by region, the provisions of the United Nations Agenda 21 plan for the world of the 21st century. This plan was drafted at the World Summit Conference held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, Its stated goal is to bring the world into a sustainable condition. That means that no one uses more than his fair share of a world's resources, and that current generations do not use resources faster than they can be replaced for future generations. We must live and function in a way that can be sustained in perpetuity. This is very interesting when our business and industry disappears out of our country. We rely on slave labor products in foreign countries to purchase when we buy it at Walmart, Sam's Club, Wally World. Hey, you know, connect these dots, listeners. It's vital that we do, because Agenda 21 is everything and it's everywhere. And if you don't believe that, you haven't done your research. You haven't studied. If you don't do your research, what good are you? You can't be doing your research in the newspaper, because that's where you get your information about how Agenda 21 is being implemented, how weather modification is being implemented, how environmental modification is being implemented, and how wars are being implemented. Wars, weather modification, environmental modification, the three factors that create poverty in the world, listeners. Bottom line. And the UN system. United Nations Industrial Development Organization, UNETO, formed in the late 1940s, the World Trade Organization, which was GATT, General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, formed in 1947 or 48, I forgot which. Universal Declaration of Human Rights, formed in 1948. December 10th, 1998, the 50th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights by Clinton. And that is all about implementation of human rights treaties, demanding that federal agencies comply with the United Nations system and their human rights treaties. This is it. This is the way it is. I have no choice but to talk about it this way, because it's obvious to me, because I've done my research. And those of you that have done their research agree with me wholeheartedly. Those that have not need to do that, and I hope they do. Be back to continue the broadcast. Stay with me. Welcome back to the broadcast. We were talking about Region 2020. Now we'll deal with social change agents, which connect another dot, which is very relevant to Region 2020. Don't forget, tomorrow at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on the National Geographic Channel, Inside Hurricane Katrina. That'll be tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the National Geographic Channel. I have to monitor these programs to see what they're doing. And I hope you do too, and don't agree with the brainwashing. If you've done your research, you won't. We have TJ, a caller. TJ, welcome to the broadcast.
Chris.
Yes.
Hey, you haven't discussed yet with your worthy listeners what you and I discussed earlier.
I had a broadcast problem and forgot.
Well, that's okay. I'll remind you. There was a meeting held down in the formerly sovereign state of Iowa earlier today. Some Black Hawk helicopters showed up, and some UN monitored officials, and some ordinary county supervisors. And I hope I impressed them about your website, your motivation, and your worthiness. And I'm sure I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to list.
You went to the county commissioners to explain, and you set up a meeting, right?
Yeah, I had to do it because I'm under oath to the Constitution of the former USA. That's much different than the UNSA.
In other words, they knew you were coming to a meeting with the county commissioners, and then helicopter showed up, military helicopter showed up?
Only three of them, and I can handle three of them.
Only three of them, huh?
I think it was a providential circumstance, and I'm not afraid of helicopters anymore because I've already been sprayed by them.
Uh-huh.
And you know a lot of the rest of the story, Chris Gerner. I want your listeners to know today that they are listening to a man who is benevolent and chivalrous. And I want them to support Chris Gerner, and I want them to pray for their fellow patriot, life-loving neighbors and family, because we're in a world of hurt. I gave a presentation to a county board of commissioners, Chris Gerner, who never heard of UN Agenda 21, and a sheriff who did not know what the word sovereign meant, or if he did, he was reluctant to express his opinion about the definition, so I had to explain it to all of them. And I did it in more minutes than I even wanted. I hate to do this stuff.
How many minutes did you have when you were presented to the county commissioners?
I asked for 15 minutes, and I was ready to present them with some colored paper print work that included your website. However, I was granted 45 minutes.
And how many minutes did you get?
Approximately an hour.
Wonderful.
But the last 15 minutes was co-joined with UN representatives, that being the Iowa Department of Natural Resources agents. Let's call them agents.
Mm-hmm.
They're also merchants of death. They do little stuff and they do big stuff, but mostly they lie. They lie about your environment. They lie about UN Agenda 21. They say they don't know what it is. They never heard of it. And then they say later that, oh, that sounds good, because it's full of warm and fuzzy words that would entrap any innocent, unscrutinizing, naive citizen of this dumbed-down former republic.
Right. And that's why this Region 2020, the visioning process, was talked about, how most people don't know what Agenda 21 actually is because they never mention it.
Well, when I asked the sheriff what's a sovereign, he just fumbled and stumbled all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said he'll leave it up to me to define it. And in its base terms, it means excellent. That means God did not make any mistakes. Politically, it means the ultimate authority. Religiously, it has a different connotation that integrates with that second definition. And I covered all three with for 30 or 40 minutes with some people that were about ready to make a mess on the floor, I think.
They were listening to you, though, right?
Pardon?
They were listening to you, correct?
Yes, I asked them to leave if they weren't interested, and I asked them to respond to me on your behalf, my behalf, on behalf of their very life and the lives of their progeny and their sovereign land that they think they own, but the UN also thinks it owns. And consequently, the UN put up a sign calling it a heritage area.
World Heritage Site?
Yeah, they didn't know what that sign was all about because they didn't do their homework. They've been busy down in Iowa combining corn and soybeans, making subsidized money, non-subsidized money, and they got more money than they know what to do with.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a serious circumstance, but I want your listeners to know that there is four things. There's a four-letter word they want to remember. H-O-P, that's P as in Papa, E as in Echo. It's called hope.
That's
and I mailed go ahead, Chris.
That's a good statement.
Well, I hope all my statements are good, otherwise I'm not worth spit in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank you for your program. I want your listeners to support Chris Gerner and their very lives, land, and liberty. And I don't care if they're irreligious or any one of three of the monotheistic Abrahamic religions, that being Christian, Muslim, or Jew. That don't matter. We got a common enemy. Spiritually speaking, it's the devil. Physically speaking, it's the United Nations, and their military arm is called the UN Security General. And on your website, anybody, if they can get to it, if it isn't blocked, your radio frequency is getting pushed all up and down today, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I left you that message. But they need to know that there is H-O-P-E. That's Hotel Oscar Papa Echo. Hope. There is hope. Thanks to Chris Gerner and Divine Providence, which is exemplified down in the formerly sovereign state of Iowa. I gotta go.
I appreciate
it. God bless
you.
Have a great day.
Thank you, TJ. Someone doing his best to wake up his area, and there is the bottom line. That's what everyone needs to do. Contact your county commissioners. Educate them about Agenda 21. It's the biggest secret in the world. It's why I keep talking about it. It's the only way it has to be. Other people aren't. I can't stop that. I can't change that. It's your responsibility to make a difference, listeners. Prove me wrong. I wish you could. Social change agents, Vicky, who's been a guest on the broadcast several times, Larry's putting together a compilation of broadcast, covering the entire broadcast network here at RBN, and he wants to get that to the network so they can promote it. Look at what Larry's doing. He's spending all his time taking special recordings from the broadcasters on the network and putting it into one CD so the network can promote it. And he's doing this for me and the network in our country. So Larry's doing a great job. Vicky's doing a great job. Vicky's spending all her time researching on a constant basis. And so on October 28th, she came up with this. And this connects to what we're covering tonight, today, this Region 2020. She says, how is it that communists are swarming us like flies on fresh cow dung? Some of us are madly swatting at them, while most Americans are oblivious. If anything earth-shattering were happening to change our form of government and alter our way of life, surely Wolf Blitzer and Bill O'Reilly would be telling us, wouldn't they? Oh yeah, that's right. They are too busy with the celebrity freak shows, aberrant, violent, and sexually deviant behaviors occurring in Podunk, and the occasional fun story like the doggy bark mitzvah. How many people remember Al Gore and the project to reinvent government? I remember hearing a little about it, but I was working for a living and didn't have time to study it. My impression was that they were simply restructuring government for greater efficiency. A little over 10 years later, it's now becoming clear that what they were doing was actually changing our form of government and our way of life. We didn't get rid of them when we elected Republicans to office. They had already ensured their continued influence through the institutional reforms of our government. And our brain-dead Congress just keeps rubber-stamping the legislation that is allowing the cancer to continue to grow and spread. Quote, the era of big government, this is by Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton. The era of big government is over, but the era of big challenges is not. People want smaller government, but they also want active and effective national leadership. They want government that provides them the means and opportunities to meet their responsibilities and solve their own problems, end quote. With these words, President Bill Clinton, in his foreword to the Blair House papers, proposed a new public management model for the federal government, one based on forging new partnerships with state and local governments. What's he talking about, listeners? Public-private partnerships. Al Gore made this statement, quote, in 1993, President Clinton asked me to figure out how to make government work better and cost less. We call it reinventing government. The need to reinvent was clear. Confidence in government, which is simply confidence in our own ability to solve problems by working together, had been plummeting for three decades. We either had to rebuild that faith or abandon the future to chaos. As part of the initiative to reinvent government, the Clinton administration is forming the federal grant process into a system of performance partnerships that respond to these smaller governmental units and their local needs. Such partnerships signal a shift away from traditional federal grant programs by moving control and responsibility back to the people, end quote. Keep in mind what else was going on in 1993. Waco, listeners, the first time tanks went against civilians in America, burned their residence to the ground, which was called a compound, and bulldozed the evidence immediately after burning the place down. After 53 days, I think, of a standoff, or 51 days of a standoff, I'm not sure which. I have the documentation behind me. Tim Glidden put together a gigantic notebook on Waco with total documentation. It's behind me on a shelf here. So back to Vicky's work, subsistently stated, they unleashed an army of social change agents into our communities to transform our way of life. And these change agents are insurgents who are using federal money, your tax dollars, to incentivize local groups to unwittingly go along with the United Nations communist agenda. The United Nations Agenda 21 is being implemented everywhere, but almost nowhere do you see references or reference to the United Nations. The basis for Agenda 21 was the Earth Charter that the people of the United States never agreed to. And then you have examples here that she's produced. Certainly the EPA.gov/smart growth. North Carolina's ncsmartgrowth.org. Austin, Texas. That's ci.austintx.us/smart growth. Once again, www.ci.austin.tx.us/smart growth. In Maryland, their Department of Planning is the mdp.state.md.us. That's mdp.state.md.us. In Canada, www.smartgrowth.bc.ca/index.cfm. Once again, smartgrowth.bc.ca/index.cfm. UNESCO programs for education are being implemented everywhere, but almost nowhere do you see references to UNESCO. The only way you can see it is if you have the time and tenacity to search for it. Now, listeners, that's not the case with the United Way. As I look here from the newspaper, it's a promotional supplement to the Oklahoman dated October 30th, yesterday. A United Way grant allows Center to grow. United Way of Central Oklahoma. It's a full four pages of newspaper promoting the United Way. Your donations at work in your neighborhoods. United Way is a non-governmental organization of the United Nations. And United Way of Central Oklahoma has partnership agencies or partner agencies. The partner agencies of United Way in Oklahoma is the American Heart Association, Air American Lung Association, American Red Cross, OKC, American Red Cross Norman, American Red Cross El Reno, Area-Wide Aging Agency, Arthritis Foundation, Oklahoma Chapter, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater OKC, Boy Scouts of America, The Last Frontier Council, Boys and Girls Club of Oklahoma County, Campfire USA, Oklahoma County, Catholic Charities, Celebrations, Educational Services, Central OK Integrated Network Systems, COINS, and Central OK Integrated Network System, COINS, Citizens Caring for Children, Coffee Creek Writing Center, Community Literacy Centers, Consumer Credit Counseling Service, the Daily Living Centers, Dale Rogers Training Center, Dentist for the Disabled and Elderly in Need of Treatment, D-Dent. Not to forget that NASCAR has a United Way vehicle, a United Way entrant in NASCAR for Katrina relief efforts. Weather modification, environmental modification, wars. That's what the problem is that creates the poverty. We'll be back. Stay with us.
All the pain that it's been through, he's been made to suffer. All the profit of a few, storm clouds are out forming. Winds of change now touch our shore.
And that is Poker Face. PokerFace.com is their website. Support them, listeners. PokerFace.com. They have the lyrics to Connect Dots that are very vital for everyone to hear and understand. It's just the way it is, people. So few, so little time, and so many against us. They don't even know it. United Way. How many people know that the United Way is part of the United Nations? Well, back to Vicki. UNESCO programs for education are being implemented everywhere, but almost nowhere do we see reference to UNESCO. The only way you see it is if you have the time and tenacity to search for it. So here we see Education Secretary Rod Page stating, when President Bush took office, he saw these problems, decided to tackle them head on through a program called No Child Left Behind. UNESCO, through the great leadership of Director General Matsura, knows the importance of education on a global level by coordinating the Education for All initiative. So here we go. Quote, Education for All is consistent with our recent education legislation, the No Child Left Behind Act. Congress passed President Bush's reform proposal with support from both our political parties. Now I spend my days along with thousands of educators throughout the United States implementing these historic reforms, end quote. And so Vicky's got it here, at UNESCO, Education for Sustainable Development. And there's the code word for Agenda 21 right there, Sustainable Development. The State Department formed a website very recently within the last year, Sustainable Development Partnerships. Sustainable Development Partnerships, listeners. The code word for Agenda 21 is Sustainable Development, the way I see it. Then she has Globe Schools here, and International Baccalaureate Schools, UNESCO Global Citizenship. That's out of IdahoHumanRights.org. Integration of Workforce Skills into Education. The Secretary's Commission on Achieving Necessary Skills scans. So she says this is just a small sample of the ways this cancer has invaded our collective political and social bodies. The danger is that it is being done surreptitiously by insurgent social change agents who masquerade as leaders of citizen groups. They have lots of money to spend, and they have direct access to our local and state elected officials. From outward appearances, it would seem that most local legislators have no idea that they are being asked to implement a communist agenda of the United Nations. And this is why TJ had his meeting with these county commissioners. And he would not lie to me. He was visited by three helicopters at the meeting place. Three military helicopters, apparently. Isn't that remarkable? So, here we have... Well, we're going to go into the second hour, but we're going to get back to BRAC now, Base Realignment and Closure, as this connects to Agenda 21. Oh, boy. It's a monster. Agenda 21 is everything, and it's everywhere. It's just the way it is. I didn't do it, but I'm exposing it with my staff and friends and compatriots. We'll be back. Stay with us. A question was asked of Vicky. This base closing of BRAC, I'm in favor of cutting taxes, and I believe there is huge waste in government, including defense. Her response to this individual is quite compelling, as she responded to all her staff of emailers. I was watching the debate on the floor of the House regarding the resolution to stop the BRAC closings. BRAC stands for Base Realignment and Closure. Most of you realize that. I followed the BRAC hearings, and I know that the BRAC process is disarming our country. If an enemy was designing your military capability, what more could they ask for than centralization of your forces? I got so disgusted listening to this debate, I nearly blew my cork. I decided to call my senator's office to ask a question, and that was Larry Craig, Republican of Idaho. When they answered the phone, I got a bright, shiny new intern, so I asked to speak to somebody who has been in Washington, D.C. for a while, someone who has more experience. She said okay, and he found someone with more experience. I laid everything right on the line and asked the following. I explained that I was watching the BRAC debate. I said I knew that this was disarmament of our country, and that if our enemies are planning our military strategy, they couldn't have done a better job. I then asked, quote, To what extent are we being put under the UN system of governance and the Millennium Declaration being implemented? when she started shuddering. I said, I already know that the State Department issued an order to implement Agenda 21. I said, I know that private property is being taken from people all over the country. I said, I know the BRAC is disarmament of our country. Then I repeated my question. To what extent are we being put under the governance of the United Nations and the Millennium Declaration being implemented, end quote? It was very interesting to have this phone call. Sometimes more information for a person's reaction you receive, you do from the what comes from their mouth. From her reaction, I'd say the answer is yes. We are being put under the UN system of governance, and they are implementing the Millennium Declaration. I'm suggesting that everybody on the Internet take the same phone call to your representatives in Congress. When you talk to them, be firm and resolute. Don't allow them to brush you aside. Tell them you want an answer. It's time for the lies to stop. And she's tired of living a fantasy world with everybody pretending that everything is normal. Nothing is normal, and we need to make them say it. And the switchboard to Congress, once again, people, is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Once again, the switchboard to the Capitol in Congress is 202-224-3121. Vital to get this involved with the phone listeners. You've got to get at least this far involved with the telephone if you haven't already done so. This is vital. There's just no other way around it. It's way late. It's 13 years into implementation, and in 2005, there is nothing more to talk about. This is the way I feel about it, and I have a lot of knowledge about what's going on. I've been educating myself my entire life, and I'm not happy with what I see. Never have been. But I did quit on May 13th of 2002 because I said there's no hope. But I'm back. It's up to you to make a difference, listeners. Everyone has to get on board. We'll be back and take some phone calls. Stay with us.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple...
And welcome back to the broadcast called American Exposé. Listeners, much to do. We'll take some phone calls. Let's see what Larry has to say. Hello, Larry. How are you today? Hi, Larry.
And I didn't catch who was substituting for you, but he did a great show, basically on the history and the foundation of some of the philosophical forces and some of the reasons and that were manifold for various like the Monroe Doctrine and so on and so forth. And you know, gosh, if you could, a person could get that type of foundation, you know, the instrumentalities that these philosophies use, such as Agenda 21, the United Nations, would become a lot clearer to the uninitiated, because we're asking them to believe a lot if they're basically uninitiated. And I'd like to find out who that was and basically how I can get a hold of his material or whatever, you know.
That's William Roberts. He's my co-host, and... he gives out his address. I don't have it with me here, but let's see if I can find that real quickly. Okay, here it is. Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
HCR 79.
HCR 79.
Box 340.
Box 340.
Washburn.
Washburn.
Missouri.
Okay, that's pretty close.
65772.
57. I can see why you have him as a co-host. He's not like a very quality individual.
Yes, I knew him right off the bat when I had I was covering some bases on the global satellite monitoring systems of Chapter 40 of Agenda 21, and he called in for the first time, and I knew right away that. He's a talk show host, so...
Yeah, that was HCR 79.
Right. That's for William Roberts. HCR 79, Box 340, mm-hmm. Washburn, Washburn, Missouri, mm-hmm. 65772.
So, have you thought about, having him intermittently, give those type of shows? I mean, I don't...
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, are you connected to the Internet?
Well, presently I'm disconnected, but in the future I will be.
He does the Monday and Friday show that I do on First Amendment Radio.
Okay, Monday and Friday on First Amendment.
Uh-huh.
And what would that frequency be for that?
Well, it's not on the, it's only on the Internet and satellite.
I see.
And so on Monday and Friday he does the show, although, you know, you can get the archives, you can mm-hmm. you can purchase the recordings from the management over there at the other network.
I see.
And
the RBN, right?
No, that would be First Amendment Radio.
First Amendment.
And you can purchase his show from RBN on Friday.
Okay.
I may have him do this Friday too. Who knows?
Uh-huh. Okay.
But he and I work very well together, so it's a good combination.
I was wondering about, there was something mentioned, I believe, on your show a week or two ago about a patent or a copyright on the Katrina relief fund that was done way before it ever happened. Do you ever verify that? Or
I haven't verified it. Dennis seems to know about that, but the fact of the matter is that the website for the Bush-Clinton-Katrina fund was, I believe it was June 14th. It was set up on June 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it on my website, although it could be there. It's so vast at this point. It's hard to keep up with it. Every time I get on my website and spend time there to research, I never go to bed, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's a problem I have with the Internet is I'm not a sit-down person, and, I just pick it up from you fine folks and doing some reading on my own.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, well, you know, it's important to get the documentation from the UN itself.
Yes.
Agenda 21, order that from the UN and say you need it. And
uh-huh.
It's the best kept secret in the world, and most people that do the research know that.
And I've mentioned it to some farmers around here to, you know, just because they're right in with the DNR and they're, under its auspices and, on various levels, and they get it pretty much firsthand, you know.
The DNR is the Department of Natural Resources?
Yeah.
In Iowa?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I like that fellow was saying before that, you know, they may not act like they know what they're talking about, but, you know, there's that degree of compartmentalization that goes on in any structure that's, it's been passed down from antiquity. It's very effective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. Anyway, it's nice to talk to you, and... I hope there's more of what you do and more of everybody else opening their mouths.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate your participation.
All righty.
Thank you for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And let's move to Ann in New Mexico. Hello, Ann. How are you today?
And you, Chris?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, I agree with Larry. Will is a good addition.
Absolutely.
He's connecting the dots, too.
Uh-huh.
As far as what motivates these people, you know, the thought, the philosophy, the ideas.
There's plenty of room for people like William.
And basically these people are materialists. They just believe in this realm so that they're boxed in. They're not thinking outside the box, you know.
Right.
The box of this realm, which is the realm of darkness. And Yahweh gives us a place. See, here's the crux, I believe, of the whole matter. Yahweh puts us in a place when we accept his plan, purpose, and intent for us, which is to be made ultimately in the image and likeness of him through his son Yahshua. And that is just breathtaking in its scope. If we could, you know, just contemplate on that for about, you know, at least one day a week,
uh-huh.
you know, on our rest. But what these people want to do is take us out of our place. They want to remove us from our place of absolutism, being under the being in the will of Yahweh, and effectively remove us out of our place, and we will be in a relational nowhere place. And how they do this is through words, the dialectic process.
Mm-hmm.
May I give you the definition?
Sure.
The dialectic process is the act, or praxis, which means practice, of cooperation, finding the middle ground, positive forces, conciliation, teamwork, agreeing to disagree, pacification, appeasement, all requiring joint compromise, commonly called consensus. The negative forces, and that's Hegel's negation, which keeps two people or groups of people from working together, must willingly be removed by both parties, which is, in effect, negation of negation, before they can jointly resolve a crisis. The crisis is a need they have in common and must work together to resolve. This, and basically, thus coming to work together to solve. A plus minus A, or thesis and antithesis, must agree to put aside conviction, see, our place, the place that I have, you know, or
right.
Any person that they, their position, put aside convictions or loyalty towards standards, and whose standards would that be? It would be Yahweh's, which block communication with one another, and focus instead upon that which they can agree upon to resolve the crisis at hand, thus coming to a new joint thesis, which would be the synthesis. Consensus is the outcome. This is the foundation of thought for existentialism, pragmatism, fascism, socialism, communism, globalism. And it's also used in Goals 21, Total Quality Management, School to Work, Total Quality Leadership, NGOs, United Nations, Agenda 21, Council on Foreign Relations, all the way down to the local neighborhood meeting. And so it's they're using words to remove us out of our place.
Right.
And they're very skillful. The facilitators, in a meeting, don't define their terms. If we would go into the meeting and have them define their terms, we could bust up the meeting.
Have you been to meetings?
No, I don't go to meetings because generally it's human beings trying to come together and compromise.
Uh-huh.
And if they're not obeying Yahweh, then they are basically in a humanistic mode. Now, the reason why I called is I wish that you could also get Dean Gotcher on.
Dean Gotcher?
Yeah. His
mm-hmm.
his email is IAR. DEANGOTCHER.
Okay, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
IAR what?
IAR, and then DEANGOTCHER at yahoo.com. And that's another thing, Yahoo, I consider that to be a blasphemy, you know, a form of using Yahweh's name, you know, in vain. And so I apologize for even having to say that.
Uh-huh.
But that's that's where you can reach him and his email.
Okay.
And he would be great to come on and explain this dialectic.
Mm-hmm.
He calls it the diaprax. Basically, all these facilitators are doing is doing their best to remove us out of our place of absolute loyalty to Yahweh and His Ten Commandments, and through His Son, accepting what His Son has done for us by redeeming us and saving us from total destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And they want us in a relational place, a nowhere place, and that's the bottom line. And then, so we go along to get along, you know, we don't want to create any conflict, we don't have a spine, we're not standing our ground, and then the plan moves on. Agenda 21 moves on.
I appreciate your thought, Dan.
All right.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Be back to continue, my friends. Stay with us. Okay, welcome back to the broadcast. As we connect dots, it's very easy when you understand what's going on. And certainly Ann has that connection, and so does Larry and TJ. And I see here on Friday's paper, House accepts BRAC plans. Well, base realignment and closure connects back to State Department Publication 7277 from 1961, signed by President John F. Kennedy. Blueprint for the Peace Race came out the next year later, in 1962. Blueprint for the Peace Race was the outline for the implementation of Agenda 21, which requires observers for wars. observers of the UN system to observe wars. And what is creating the poverty in the world today? Wars, weather wars, environmental modification. Bottom line, very simple. So now we go back to Region 2020, because it's vital to connect this dot, which most people aren't understanding. And this is another portion of this from a website that I'll give you the source of at the conclusion. But they say the more we hear about Region 2020, and how many of you ever heard Region 2020, and the more we look at the total picture, the more convinced we become that Region 2020 is the first stage of implementing a local Agenda 21 initiative, and this is in the state of Alabama, listeners. And certainly we go through this Agenda 21, local Agenda 21, and the United Nations plan for the 21st century, and it started certainly, as most of you realize, at the World Summit Conference held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992. And its stated goal is to bring the world into a sustainable condition, and that means no one uses more than his fair share of the world's resources, and that current generations do not use resources faster than they can be replaced for future generations. Now, if that's the case, it's obvious that they're just dismantling our economy in America. They're closing down business and industry. It's been sent below the border and overseas. And what are we left with in America today? What are we left here? Service, economy, jobs. Service sector jobs. This is what we're left with. We're being raped, and we don't even know it. And that's the problem. And so we must live and function in a way that can be sustained in perpetuity, which means forever. And it's going to be the fact that we're going to be living in these island communities. And that's why weather modification is so verifiable today, that hurricanes can be steered out of harm's way, but yet they go into harm's way. As I look on Friday's front page, and that's the best one to dissect because it's right in front of me. Still waiting in Florida. Long lines, but temper short. Nonstop airlift to bring supplies. And President Bush visits to reassure survivors. Well, isn't that just comforting? As President Bush knows that hurricanes can be steered out of harm's way, he knows it. But yet the hurricanes have attacked the southeastern, quote-unquote, region of the United States. And here we see Bill Hutchings, who's sitting on a gas can Thursday as he waits in line at the gas station in Dania Beach, Florida, 3 days after Wilma hit South Florida. Many gas stations remain shut. Most stations have full storage tanks, but the widespread power outages have silenced their pumps. Isn't that just amazing? And there's quite a bit on this in the paper, but the point is that these are being regenerated under the Hegelian dialectic. And when you have a quote-unquote act of God where this has happened, the hurricane, a tornado, a tsunami, once again, there's nobody to blame but God, apparently, according to the predictors and the papers and the press. Well, so according to this information that I've covered here regarding Region 2020, we all know that we have seriously mismanaged our resources. We have polluted our rivers, filled our air with toxic fumes, created acres of eyesore landscapes filled with the remains of cast-off automobiles, watched helplessly as hundreds felt the effects of toxic waste in developments like Love Canal, etc. It is precisely because we have seen this abuse that we have become susceptible to the cries of crisis that have been raised among some groups. And there have been crisis situations. The Love Canal was a crisis that needed fixing. The nuclear accident at Three Mile Island was a crisis that fortunately was caught in time. Crisis situations develop in and around highly populated areas when nature conspires with man-made pollutants and temperature inversions hold the smog captive for days on end. Well, we don't have to worry about smog much anymore, do we? We don't have any industry left in our country. And I'm just covering some information here, and a lot of this could have been created, too, if you read the Iron Mountain Report, and if you've heard Sid Tober's presentation of the Iron Mountain Report on AmericanExpose.com. We'll be back to continue. Okay, we're back. The site that I'm covering is keepourrights.org. That's keepourrights.org. And probably most of the people involved in Region 2020 initiative have never even heard of Agenda 21 and are fully convinced the steps they are taking will lead to greater prosperity for the region and better living conditions for the inhabitants. Now, keep in mind, listeners, thousands of birds are being killed off right now in Tokyo, 82,000. Regarding this bird flu, quote-unquote, pandemic. We lost thousands of cows to mad cow. Well, in Agenda 21, we're not supposed to eat meat. Okay? That's just the bottom line. So I continue with what Save Our Rights says. Some are elected public servants who see Region 2020 as an opportunity to get a better fix on what their constituents want from government. Others are civic-minded citizens who want a chance to do something positive for their community. And they do not hold any ill will for those who we are firmly convinced they are being misled and that the motivating force behind the scenes leads directly to the halls of the United Nations in its quest for the New World Order, the holy grail of the end of the humanist rainbow. So we cannot quote chapter by chapter, they say, and verse that will prove beyond any doubt that Region 2020 is the product of the United Nations. But when we look at the accumulated evidence, we are confident that Region 2020 is but one instance in a great number of actions that are taking place simultaneously across this nation and around the world. We believe in coincidence up to a point. Beyond that point, we believe it naive to honor the coincidental explanation. Legal convictions have been obtained on far less circumstantial evidence. So it seems to us, keepourrights.org, somewhat beyond belief that we could have hundreds of efforts popping up all around the globe, all employing the same techniques, all following the same basic outline, all of those in this country admittedly aimed at achieving the goals of Agenda 21, and suddenly have one in our neighborhood that is totally independent and unconnected to any of the others. We understand how civic-minded individuals would devote time and energy to an initiative that promises to improve living conditions, improve the economy, and foster safer environmental conditions. We just don't think those individuals have looked beneath the surface to discover the ultimate cost of such a program. We're also concerned about where the money's coming from to push the Region 2020 initiative. The first figure we heard was $300,000. But having seen the TV ads, we feel pretty sure that figure was or has increased considerably, or else the TV stations are providing a lot of free advertising. If that's the case, we also wonder why. A full-blown campaign such as being conducted by Region 2020 doesn't happen overnight, and we know from an article that appeared in the Birmingham News early in the campaign that the initial announcement came about a year before the campaign got underway. Apparently a lot of work took place in that year, work that did not involve the people's input. Yet with hundreds of thousands of dollars invested, and with a year's investment of time and energy by an unknown number of individuals, we are to believe that there is no desired outcome other than getting the citizens' input. Seems to us that's asking a lot. Before the Region 2020 initiative got underway, we were seeing much of the same sort of thing from the Birmingham Regional Planning Commission, which is not an official arm of the government, which is targeting individual communities in the area. There was a visioning initiative for Blount County, another one of for Oneta, Pleasant Grove, and recently undergone a process, Alabaster, Moody, and other areas were targeted. When questioned about the connection between these efforts and Region 2020 on the WERC Fine Line radio call-in show, John Zimmerman, serving as a spokesman for Region 2020, said there was no connection, that they had nothing to do with the Birmingham Regional Planning Commission. Yet the September 19, 1997 edition of the Oxford Independent shows a picture of Larry Watts and John Ruse meeting with Oxford Mayor Leon Smith, who is welcoming them as representatives of Region 2020. And publisher John Childs Jr., an article in the September 16, 1997 edition of the Anniston Star identified Larry Watts as being from the Birmingham Regional Planning Commission and John Ruse as being from the Southern Research Institute, in both as representing Region 2020. Where there has been one falsehood, might there be others? Why do we need some sort of regional planning commission or some regional non-governmental organization establishing the future planning for Birmingham and its surrounding communities? We believe the regional planning is being set up in order to bypass existing elected governments under the guise of seeking to work with those governments. We believe the initial plan that these governments would be asked to agree will be an open-ended plan, one that will provide for details to be worked out later, but will essentially commit the various governing bodies to a contractual agreement that will give them little say-so over the final details. Pressure will be placed on the local governments to come together on this because it is what the people have said they want. The truth is that even if there were 1,000 individuals at each of the visioning sessions, the process would involve only a fraction of a percentage of the people living in the area. The sessions we have seen had far fewer than 1,000 people present. Also, the way the sessions are constructed make it impossible for anyone to know if the final report actually represents the input of the people present. The large meeting is broken down into a number of smaller meetings so that all any individual knows is what went on in a meeting of from 8 to 20 or so individuals. The tabulations of those inputs will be in the hands of the organizers. If this is the ultimate of the democratic process, as we are being told, someone has misdefined the democratic process. Ye old town meeting, where all citizens gather into a single group and discuss the pros and cons of the issues raised and then voted, yea or nay, has always been our understanding of the ultimate democratic process. And the town meeting did not employ trained facilitators. It had a chairman who served to maintain an orderly process. The consensus building process is, by its very nature, a directed process. If it were not, consensus could never be reached among a group of any size. So if there are issues that need to be addressed, we already have governing bodies in place to address them through the constitutional means provided. This process may not be as quick or as efficient as the process being proposed. It was not meant to be. It is supposed to be slow and laborious, for by doing so, it helps prevent us from making rash decisions we may live to regret. The people actually lose control of their government when they turn decision-making authority over to any non-elected body. That is what we see as the end product of Region 2020. To understand something about why we are so concerned about the possibility of signing onto the concepts incorporated in Agenda 21, we would like to go back a few years to a United Nations conference held in Vancouver, Canada. From that conference in June 1976, came a number of recommendations, sometimes referred to as the Vancouver Plan of Action. And we'd like to quote for you some of what came out of the gathering, asking you to keep in mind that we had representatives at that conference who agreed to the plan of action it produced. And in the preamble, it says, land, because of its unique nature, and I know where many of you think I'm going, and I'm sure you're right, and the crucial role it plays in human settlements, cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals and subject to the pressures and inefficiencies of the market. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, and therefore contributes to social injustice. If unchecked, it may become a major obstacle in the planning and implementation of development schemes. Social justice, urban renewal and development, the provision of decent dwellings and healthy conditions for the people can only be achieved if land is used in the interest of society as a whole, end quote. Now, as we become more and more of a service economy in America today, listeners, who's going to have the ability to own land? Think of people that have property, that have a gigantic mortgage, that have to pay their property taxes, they have to pay their income taxes, and if they have children, heaven help them. They're in gigantic debt today, because our business and industry has disappeared below the border and overseas. And once again, GATT, formed in 1947, and I think UNETO, United Nations Industrial Development Organization, was formed around the same time. Slowly but surely working its way to the point where we are today, listeners, in 2005, where Agenda 21 is everywhere, Agenda 21 is everything. And to create the poverty that's being promoted by Mikhail Gorbachev in Ada, Oklahoma the other day, to create the poverty, what is it? Wars, weather modification, environmental modification. When Secretary of Defense says that earthquakes can be created, you have to listen and say, this man knows what he's talking about. And that's right on the front of our website now, AmericanExpose.com. And by the way, I wonder why someone wants to buy my domain name. Should I sell the domain name for $1 million and change it to StopAgenda21.com? Which Darren created that, and we own it. So back to this preamble. And as this group, KeepOurRights.org, sees it, as they see it, this paragraph says, land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals. Private land ownership contributes to social injustice. Social justice can only be achieved if land is used in the interest of society as a whole. And there is the bottom line, people. In the Vancouver Plan of Action, the section devoted to settlement planning contained this quote, in this constant process of adjustments and reconciliation, the notion of region becomes central to settlement planning. As a unit smaller than the national whole, but larger than the individual settlement itself, end quote. Could this possibly be where the idea of regional planning, such as that employed in Region 2020 Initiative, stems from? Another quote from the same section, settlements and environmental planning and development must occur within the framework of the economic and social planning process at the national, regional, and local levels, end quote. The three themes that run throughout Agenda 21 are environmental, economic, and social. It's how do you feel about some international organization, the members of which are appointed, not elected, telling you how you must plan for your future. From the shelter infrastructure section of the Vancouver Plan, we find this quote. If the improvement of the quality of life in human settlements is to become a reality, housing must be close to employment. Schools and clinics must be placed near the dwelling. Food production must be associated with food consumption, and so on, end quote. As we have pointed out many times, the mentality of those writing these plans is that they are the ones who know what is best for the world's populations. And it is only through managed planning at the upper levels that mankind can be led to achieve its true potential. Isn't that amazing? So the more one reads these UN documents, the more the arrogance of the would-be world governors comes through. And they urge everyone to obtain some of these documents for their, for yourselves, and to read through them at the detail level. And we believe you will readily see that the proposed New World Order is being designed to be far different from what Americans are accustomed to. And once again, the New World Order is the UN system, listeners. That is just the way it is. And now we are faced with the proposed climate change treaty. If this treaty is passed and we sign it, you may very well have some UN inspector stationed at your local service station to ensure that you do not get more than your allotted share of gasoline. You could also have the fuel burned in your home heating system regulated, and there's a good chance your air conditioning, as we have known it, would be outlawed. Industry would also feel the impact, and much of our remaining industrial base might very well be moved to third world countries, as well be exempted from the early from the treaty provisions. So this is all vital information, people, and most of this vital information is on our website, AmericanExpose.com. Why in the world would they want to buy my domain name, listeners? Isn't that amazing? So this information that we covered for most of the broadcast today, besides Vicky's information, and Vicky's website is channelingreality.com, is keepourrights.org, and their website is dedicated to spreading the truth about the United Nations and the agenda for global one-world government, and about other movements in and out of government that are working to alter those constitutional rights our founding fathers worked so hard to provide, and is sponsored by the Alabama Committee. Very interesting. StopOurRights.org. All this information was obtained on my website, AmericanExpose.com, or our website, and we'll be back to wrap it up. Stay with us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-90.
Welcome back to the broadcast, people. Monday, October 31st, Halloween. Walmart, volunteerism, and 2020, is there a connection? And boy, is there a connection. And I did go to number 5 on research, and that's where I was captivated the entire broadcast, Region 2020, and connecting those dots to BRAC, Base Realignment and Closure. All interconnects, listeners. It's just the way it is. I'm sorry. I couldn't get past the front page of the Friday edition of the Oklahoman. It's everywhere, and it's everything. John in Arizona, welcome to the broadcast. Hello, John.
Hey. You know, I think you guys have already talked about this. I went to the Council on Foreign Relations website, and it says that by the year 2010, they want to have a complete North American economic and security community established, and that they had planned. They plan on actually completely militarizing our police department, and I guess actually coming up with basically a military that's under NORTHCOM, that they're going to merge actually Canada's military, United States' military, Mexico's military together under NORTHCOM.
Yes.
Have you read that at all?
I have not read that, but I believe every word that you just said.
I can't believe this. I mean, this is one world government, man. I mean, the only thing is, from what I've read, though, is the reason why they keep demonizing Venezuela and Chavez, not that I'm a big advocate of Chavez's.
Right.
The only thing is, though, is the reason why they're demonizing him is because he will not go along with the plans of the New World Order.
Well done. You're exactly right.
And that's why they keep, you know, that's why Robertson and them are coming out and demonizing him. So.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of issues here. I mean, you got the border pass with biometrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just, on Time magazine last week, they came out with an article. I couldn't believe it in Time. It said biometric implantable chips for everyone.
Yes.
I mean, so they're putting all this stuff right out in the open now.
Yes, they are.
It's amazing.
It is truly amazing, and it's truly frightening to those that are not aware. And listen, when you have the Secretary of the Treasury being the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund of the U.N., that is the way our Treasury is. It's the same thing with every other country that's a member of the U.N. As Joan Vion says, we're in a global government right now.
Yeah.
You see, and there's the problem.
I know. It's scary, man. I mean, everything that you guys have been talking about for the last couple of years,
yep.
it's happening right before our eyes.
There it is.
The thing is what are we going to do about it?
We've got to increase our numbers. We've got to research weather modification. And you've got to explain to your local, state, and federal representatives that weather modification is being used to move communities and to create devastation on our economy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom line right now.
Okay. Well, keep up the good work, Chris.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your call.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye now. It's just the bottom line, people. Right now is a perfect opportunity because weather modification is so obvious, and the treaty was made in 1977 between the UN and its other member states, as they call them, to not use weather modification on each other. But nobody has any control that we know of besides the members of the Security Council of the UN system. The Security Council is in charge of depopulation of the planet. That's the bottom line that I can see. And good afternoon, listeners. Do your research on Agenda 21. AmericanExpose.com.